Well, hey, good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to The Dan McDonald Show. And, you know, last week and this week on our city building segment, we've been talking about a really cool festival that is happening right now. Well, it's happening this weekend, Jane's Walks. Jane's Walks are going on. It's a great way to explore our areas, our neighborhoods, our parks, our green spaces. In person, there's some digital activities going on as well. WindsorJanesWalks.ca is the website. And Jane's Walks Festival continues. This weekend, there is a fascinating walk happening Sunday at 10:15 a.m., exploring Spring Garden with the Friends of Ojibwe Prairie and Healthy Headwaters Lab Group. It's a group walk about 10 minutes from the Capri Pizza Recreation Center over the start of the walk at Seven Sisters Park. So joining us right now to talk about it, one of the walk guides, Shanna Nolan, who is a walk guide, PhD student at Healthy Headwaters Lab. Shanna, good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning. It's so great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I love Jane's Walk so much, and I love that you're doing this one because what a cool area this is. But before we talk about the walk and what's happening, can you tell us a little bit? You're a PhD student at Healthy Headwaters Labs. Can you tell us a bit about Healthy Headwater?
Yeah, so the Healthy Headwaters Lab is a research lab at the Great Lakes Institute at the University of Windsor. So our mission is to restore fresh water for future generations. We work with local waterways, so the Grand Marais Drain being one of them, and that'll be featured in our walk. But the goal is really to connect people to the places that they're living and promote a culture of care for the water and hopefully help restore it.
I love that. And I got to ask you, what got you into this field of work? Because it's a really interesting, very specific area.
Yeah, so my family is from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. I've lived in Windsor for over 20 years, but getting to play in the rivers up north as a kid really drew me to water, and then living in Windsor, kind of being close to areas like the Grand Marais Drain, and I couldn't help but wonder, like, there must be better than a nice concrete drain. Mm. We have to have better for our water. So as a biology student at the University of Windsor, I really connected with Dr. Catherine Fabria when she came to our university and joined the lab and was able to start researching some of my favorite places in Windsor. And I think that's the beauty of our research team, is that it's local. We work with people in the area to see where the needs are of our community. So it's been really nice to lead research projects in the area.
And what kind of, I'm curious about the research, like what are some of the areas you dive into with your research in some of these spots?
Yeah, so my research focuses about connecting land to water. So I do that by looking at the watershed T, if you will. So you can kind of see the entire landscape by looking at the water and everything that's dissolved in it. So I've been monitoring streams in the area for the last 2 years now. I've also sampled multiple wetlands with help, of course, from a lot of the people on our team. And we're just trying to figure out what's going on with these waterways, what are the issues affecting them, how could they be more healthy?
Mm. I love that. I love making that connection. So, so important. So I love the work that you're doing. And I got to ask you this. I don't want to get too far off topic, but as someone who, I mean, you said you've lived in Windsor since 2001, came from Sault Ste. Marie. What is your take as someone who, you know, who was not born here? You said you grew up playing in rivers and whatnot. What is your take on Windsor as someone, I don't want to say newcomer because you've been here 20 something years, but what is your take as someone who was not born here?
I feel like this is my home. I really grew up here.
Yeah.
I really love our little piece of Ontario. I think everyone that lives here kind of loves this place, and I think it really comes out when you talk to people who live here. I think when you're outside, when you're walking either by, you know, the Detroit Riverfront, any of our little pockets of awesome, whether that be the Ojibwe Prairie Complex or anywhere in the city, I think there's just a really good set of people that care about this place, and I think that just comes through, and that's what it feels like to live here.
Yeah, you know, I could not agree more. I've lived here all my life, and I still go into all those spaces you just mentioned, like Ojibwe Prairie and the Detroit River. I still, every time I go, I'm like awestruck by it to this day. Like, you could take me down to the river right now and I'd still have to stop and let's just stare at the water for a minute here. Like, I still get that feeling. I think a lot of people do here. So you're totally right. We're on the phone, in studio right now with one of the walk guides for a Jane's Walk happening this weekend, this Sunday, 10:15, exploring Spring Garden, which is such a cool area. I want to ask you a bit more about that when we come back. WindsorJanesWalks.ca is the website. Shannon Nolan in studio. We'll talk more about what's happening this Sunday when we come back. Keep it here. It's the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800.
Dan McDonald welcomes all opinions and all perspectives.
They are shoving this down our throat and they're going to make us pay for it.
Just because we might not agree
doesn't mean we can't talk it out.
The Dan McDonald Show.
Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
Get in on the conversation.
I'm living my best life.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800. Jane's Walks Festival continues this weekend. Really cool walk. I mean, check out all of them, or as many as you can, but the one we're going to do a kind of a deep dive, pun intended, into right now is happening Sunday, 10:15, exploring Spring Garden with Friends of Ojibwe Prairie and Healthy Headwaters Lab, and we're joined in studio by one of the guides of the walk Sunday morning, Shannon Nolan, who is a PhD student at Healthy Waters Lab, and she'll be one of the guides on the walk as well. So I got to ask you, Shanna, how did you get involved with the Jane's Walk Festival?
Yeah, so the Friends of Ojibwe Prairie is an organization that's dedicated to the care of the park, and I was really lucky to be invited along with Dante Brazolin and Bill Rosal to host a Jane's Walk in the Spring Garden area. I've worked with them before, giving some talks and trying to get people to care a little bit more about the water that runs through the park. So I'm really happy to be bringing everybody on a tour of one of my favorite waterways.
It really is. You know, I'll be completely honest. I did not know about Spring Garden in that area until maybe 2020. I started going on a lot more walks because there wasn't a whole lot else to do. Started going on a lot of walks, and a friend of mine, Tom Lusher, who runs Fog Lounge, he said, Dan, have you checked out the Spring Garden area? I said, no. And he sent me directions, and I went, and I thought, OMG. It really is, I think, it's a hidden gem. It's so beautiful, so peaceful, so serene. What turned you on to this area, Spring Garden?
It really is a hidden gem.
Yeah.
I live in South Windsor, so I live nearby. And especially with the Herb Gray Parkway construction and in the theme of walkable cities with the Jane's Walk, it's the most accessible portion of the complex along with Oakwood to the parkway. So it's a place I walk through almost every week with my dog. I've been working with some of the waterways in the park for a couple years now, and it really is just a hidden gem. It's a place where you can kind of be in the city but kind of escape.
Yeah, I heard a really interesting quote. It was during the height of the pandemic when there wasn't much going on, and it was about how places like Ojibwe Park, the riverfront, Spring Garden, Little River Corridor were arguably some of the most important spaces for mental health and well-being for people to get out. Do you think we are seeing a shift in respect or appreciation for spaces like Spring Garden coming out of the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. I think when the pandemic hit and everyone realized that there was nothing to do but go outside and walk,
yeah,
I think we really did start to realize the importance of these places. And I hope it really brought home the point that we should be protecting and conserving a lot of these areas so that we have that for future generations. Our kids will have places to walk to and kind of be at peace in nature.
Yeah, it's amazing too. You mentioned, you know, connecting land and water is a lot of the work that you do at Headwater. Our new National Urban Park, which is coming in very, very shortly, which is wonderful, exciting news for our area. And connecting the dots, you know, land and water, and something very, very important that we've definitely gained much more awareness, at least some of us have gained much more awareness about, is reconciliation. And reconciliation ties into this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the pillars of the Urban Park program is reconciliation. And I know Walpole and Caldwell First Nation have been involved with the creation of the park, and hopefully stewardship. There's a circle of Indigenous stewards at the Ojibwe Park that will also be guiding some of the decisions and the care going on there. And I think it is a step towards reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have reconciliation without Indigenous peoples, and there needs to be more of us in the park guiding a lot of this.
Well, to get a better understanding, absolutely. Any teasers with regard to what people can learn on this walk about the Spring Garden area?
So we'll be seeing three different waterways on our walk. We'll start with the Grand Maris Drain, the concrete headwaters of Turkey Creek, and then we'll be moving on to a smaller stream that kind of runs under the neighborhood there, and then we'll be ending at the wetland in Spring Garden that used to be a settling pond that's kind of been reclaimed by nature. Mm. So we'll see hopefully a lot of wildlife as well. People will get to meet their non-human neighbors as they come with us. Dante and Bill have a lot of knowledge about local species as well, so I can't wait to hear what they share as we walk and kind of what we experience as a group together.
It's interesting what we learn, especially if somebody doesn't know, like the spots you named, the waterways you named. If that is, if you've never heard of that before, that's exactly who this walk is for, I think. And for, it's for everyone, but it is interesting what we learn at a Windsor. We just announced our official bird, the tufted titmouse, and I get excited just saying the name on the radio. I love it. But I've seen these birds around for years at Ojibwe. I've even fed them out of my hand before, and they're very, very friendly. I had no idea what they were called. So it's amazing how much we take for granted around here, I think. Would you say, as far as tree and bird species, we are an extra special area here in Windsor, Essex?
We're an extra special area for all of Canada.
Yeah.
I think in terms of the species and the biodiversity we have, but also we have kind of the largest amount of cleared land in Ontario and possibly Canada. There's the smallest amount of forest and natural areas remaining. So for us to have so many species, trees, birds, everything here, it's so hopeful, and it's such a blessing and just a miracle, honestly. And I really hope people do take the time to kind of walk with us and kind of appreciate what we have here, because we're so lucky.
I do too. You know, I'm hearing so much more. Just I do a book club as well, and we do a lot of Windsor local books and that talk about our history and sometimes hidden stories from our past. And it's amazing how Windsor, Essex, Windsor, Detroit, there is such a rich history in so many different areas, and we often either take it for granted, or for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, we don't celebrate it or even acknowledge it as much as we should. And I love that there's a big move, and I think that the National Urban Park designation is a big step in that. There's a big move to kind of appreciate it. Jane's Walk is part of it as well, you know, like, let's learn about this. I love that. What do you hope people take away from the walk happening on Sunday?
I hope that as people walk with us, that we're kind of able to think about what it means to have healthy land and water, you know, because we can't have that without people and without relationships to these places. So throughout the walk, as we kind of talk about this and hopefully introduce people to some waterways they haven't seen before, I just hope that everyone really thinks about what that means for them and what their part is in this journey towards reconciliation with these places as a region and as a larger community.
It sounds absolutely fascinating, and I cannot wait. Again, the walk happens 10:15, Exploring Spring Garden with the Friends of Ojibwe Prairie and Healthy Headwaters Lab. Again, about 10 minutes from the Capri Pizza Recreation Center over to the start of the walk at Seven Sisters Park, 10:15 Sunday. Going to be a great time. Shannon Olin, who is in studio with us, will be one of your guides. It sounds phenomenal, and Shannon, I really do appreciate you taking the time today to join us in studio to talk all about it. Weather is on your side as well, and I hope it stays that way. I think it will, but it's going to be a great walk, so best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you guys there.
Absolutely, yes. More information, WindsorJanesWalk.ca is the website, and you can click a link. I mean, this is just one of the walks happening. There are many fascinating walks. I highly recommend you check out as many as you can. This one, very, very special, very relevant, very now as well.